Don't say I don't give you everything. Before I start my sermon, I believe I've got a word for people here this morning. And that is that our Lord Jesus hasn't finished with us yet. And that is a means of all ages. He really specifically said that it's not just for the young, but for the not so young as well. And so be encouraged in that, that he hasn't finished with you yet. Some of you are going through struggles, and he hasn't finished with you yet. So let's be open and really seeking God in that. You know, Moses went up to the mountain, and you're right, Red. went up to the mountain. And the microphone came to me. God the Father gave him 10 commandments. Now Jesus actually showed us, goodness knows how many different ways, and through his parables and through his actions and through his grace, he showed us many things, but he only gave us a few commandments. And I would like to read to you from the book of John, 13:34. This is this. And this is one of the verses that we got for the year. That's why I want to speak on it. And this was just after he spoke. This was just after he spoke to the about the one that was going to betray him. And that's interesting in itself because, you know, something happens to us sometimes and we just don't want to know anything else. And here's Jesus commanding us this. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. You must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. This morning we've been singing about the love of Jesus to us and how he loved us. And we just can't, you know, take hold of the amount of love that Jesus loves us. For goodness sake, he died for us. But now I want us to look about us loving each other because Jesus commanded it. He commanded each one of us to love each other, no matter how hard sometimes that is. So is that important? And what is this love? What is this love that Jesus is talking about? There's a Greek word called agape, and that is total love. And Paul wraps it up in 1 Corinthians 13. And let's have a look at that this morning. He talks about love saying, and now I will show you the most excellent way. It's not secondhand. It's not sometimes good, sometimes not. It's the most excellent way. There's a lovely word, excellent, isn't it? It means something really good. And he says, I will show you the most excellent way. And he starts off by saying in verse 1, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. Now, I've done research about this verse in the past, and at that time in the town of Corinth, there was many different sects going around, pagan sects. And the biggest one went around with gongs, or whatever you do with gongs, and banging cymbals. Now, I believe Paul might be suggesting that this. And if you have the gift of prophecy and you cannot fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if you have the faith that can move mountains but have not love, it is nothing. Just like a pagan belief. If you can prophesy to the end of the world and reveal truths, if you can recite scripture to the people fall asleep, you know, if you speak in tongues, but if your motive And I say that word motive sincerely. If your motive is not love, then it means nothing to the Lord. We can be as religious as we can, but if we haven't got love as the motive, forget it. And I really got to examine myself from time to time in this. And, you know, there's places in the Bible that I need to go back to and remind myself about different things. And the love for my fellow brother and sister, it's a constant battle with me at times. I can love some of my brothers and sisters there, but there's some that I have a real trouble of total love for Jesus. And this goes back to reminding me about that. So, beloved, I'm not lecturing to you. I'm with you. I really am. And in verse 3, he says, if I give all I possess to the poor, that's charity, and surrender my body to the flames. Now, this reminds me of the martyrs in the Middle East. I wish they could read this. You know, these suicide bombers? They're promised paradise as they go in. And here we are talking about love of Jesus. And it says, I surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Well, there's no love in suicide bombers. And in charity, even then, you can get bewitched by the Satan. Even then, as you're doing charity, because I know it's done to me. It's happened to me. I've been weak in it. When in Romania I was going, and I'm confessing it to you now, in Romania I went out there, and my heart was for the orphanages and things, and, you know, what better thing can you do for that? But I was given, by the grace of God, success after success. And things grew, and I got on television, and I got on radio, and I was in the note of the newspapers, and I was going here, and I was going there. And the love of God was slowly overtaken by the love of Charlie. So all I'm saying to you is, please beware of what love is. It's self-sacrificing. It's hard at times. Then it goes on to say what love is and what it's not. Love is patient. Oh, Lord, give me that. Give me patience at times. Another one is love is kind. I'm sorry to you, folk, if I've been kind at times. But love is kind. How often do we remember that? You know, you can be kind to nice people, can't you? You can be kind to people that get on well with you. But the people that grate you up, the people that are obnoxious to you, the people that kind of smell, how kind are you to them? How kind am I to them? You know, we've got to keep looking freshly at these commandments that Jesus gave us. And Jesus said that we must love each other. We must love people. I've written there, love is patient, love is kind, just not to the chosen ones. Amen. It does not envy. Envy equals jealousy. And jealousy is a real killer in our act of loving each other. I used to boast that I was never jealous. Then God tested me on it. And it lives there. It's just that we've got to take hold of it. What does it say in Scripture? Taking our thoughts prisoner. And we need to do that at times. Love is not jealousy. Not love is not envy. It is not proud. As it says in Proverbs about before pride is a fall, or after pride is a fall. You bet your bottom socks there is. And something that is not usually said when people quotes this scripture of 1 Corinthians 13 to us. They usually don't even think it's important to say. But love is not rude. And we've all got to, each one of us, look at ourselves in that. Don't be rude, for my beloved. Don't be rude to people, because it's the most, one of the high things that points out to people, especially people that's not in the kingdom. It's not a thing to do. Love is not rude. And the Lord said that we need to love each other. You know, rudeness. Rudeness can come in two ways. Through words. So let's watch our words to each other. And through actions. You know, I always, in my family, politeness was always taught to me. Manners was always taught to me. And I've tried to teach that to my children. My mum used to have funny little sayings. And she used to say, manners cost nothing but everything. And I used to think, well, what does she mean by that? And actually, it don't cost us in money, but sometimes it costs us in time and in action and in grace. But let's not be rude at all to each other, but joyful. Goes on to say, love is not self-seeking. Here am I and here am I again, here am I coming again. We all enjoy each other's company, but sometimes we enjoy our own much more. And we got to watch that self-loveliness and just realise that we've got people around us. It is not easily angered. It doesn't say that love don't get angry. It says it's not easily angered in the scripture. And sometimes we read it, oh, it's not angry. Jesus was angry. Jesus was in the temple. And he was turning over tables and goodness knows what. You know, there's a righteous anger that we can have. I get angry when I see kids being starving and stuff like this, and the injustice of the world. And it's no good really shouting and ranting about it if you can do something about it. Even if it's just supporting people like Ian when he goes abroad. You know, that is just as important. Praying is another thing. Let our anger be real, but let's do something about it as well. And the next verse is this. To keep love keeps no records of wrong. Hello? Love keeps no record of wrongs. That's something I've got to fight with. It's something that I've got to battle with at times when I think to myself, well, that person did this and that, and no way am I going to entertain them. That's wrong. We're to love each other, he commands. Well, that's not love. So I've got to go back again. Sometimes I've got to start again in this love for each other. And what I'm saying to you, it's a journey. It's not, oh, we've done it. We've done this and we've done that. And we've loved that and loved that. It's a journey that we go on and go on. And then sometimes we've got to come back and start that part again. I've told you the story before that years and years ago, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, in the Pacific Island, there was a group of islands where they used to jump in their war canoes and canoe to the next island. And it's horrible. They used to go and eat each other, things like that. But they used to take the skull of their captives back with them. And they used to put it up in the, and they had these huts with the grass roofs, and so you could look up through to the roof. And they used to put these skulls up there. So when they were in their hammock and just sort of chilling out, they could notice these skulls, and their hate would keep alive. What have you got in your roof? You know, sometimes we've got to forgive and forget, keeping no record of wrong. Sometimes that's hard, and the only way I can do it sometimes is go to God and ask Him for grace and forgiveness and the loss of memory. Sometimes He does it in other ways, but I don't get into that. We just need, come back again to our Lord Jesus in this. Love does not rejoice in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Isn't that good? Isn't that good news? And I know that none of you will dabble in evil things, but evil things will come our way. And it's not, you know, no use saying it won't. They will come our way, but it's up to us to avoid them and rejoice in the love and the truth. Love, it always protects even when someone makes a mistake. You know, we can make mistakes, like the telephone, mobile phone ringing. But, you know, we need to love each other in our mistakes. I think that's so important. And love always trusts and always hopes, always perseveres. Like I said, it's like a journey. We go on and on in this love for each other. And can I add a couple of things to this? Love is tough. It's not easy at times. You know, Jesus said it wasn't going to be easy. And look what happened, you know, he could have taken the easy way out, but he went to the cross. And that's our journey. And I put, love is tough. Love is hard at times. It's a Neil Young number, John, isn't there? This love can only break your heart. Actually, that's untrue. It's not love that breaks our heart. It's betrayal, selfishness. All manners of different things can break our heart. But love is something that we know that is from Jesus, because love was the total sacrifice. And all He's asking us to do is to love each other. And at the end of the 1 Corinthians 13, and it says this, and now there are three remaining ones, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Jesus is so definite on this one. He said, look, He said, the love is the greatest thing we can have. That's all I want to say this morning. But I hope that it leaves you with something to think about and to pray about and to act on. Because we need to, each week, each day, think about this love that we've got for each other. And my goodness me, this next coming time, we need to. Let's pray. Yeah, Father, we want to thank You for Jesus and how He's given us this new commandment to love each other. Lord, and as we look at this commandment You've given us, I personally say, Lord, I'm weak in it all. So Lord, I pray that You'd strengthen me, and I pray for the folk here this morning, that You'll bless them and You'll strengthen them in this time of looking at love and love for each other. Lord, for the moments we forget and the moments that really our anger is an unrighteous anger, and all the frustration and all the things that go that is not of love. Lord, I pray that you remind us a new commandment you've given us to love each other. We ask in your name. Amen. Amen.